Welcome, everyone, to a special day, a holiday version of The Peaceful Planet with a very special guest and a very special message from Archangel Michael. And you're listening to The Peaceful Planet with your host, Marcia McMahon. And we're going to be bringing to you today, first, the message of Archangel Michael for the coming new year. I do this as a tradition on my show each year. I sit down and go into quiet meditation and ask Archangel Michael what he has in store for the new year, and then I record it, and it's there in the archives for verification coming up in the following, as the year progresses. And so last year the message was on the political changes that occurred, and I can go back to that message and reference it, and that's the purpose of airing this one. I also want to mention our very special guest that we're going to be bringing on very shortly. Her name is Samar Sahar, and she is a delightful person who has done this selfless work in the area of East Jerusalem, picking up children off the streets and saving them and putting them in her own home. And she's a wonderful peace worker, and she coordinates with an Israeli woman. She herself is Palestinian. And my work with Princess Diana also highlights core issues related to the 9/11 event, anti-terrorism, and possible solutions for the Middle East, one of which is the bringing together of Palestinians and Israelis. So this is very important work, and we're going to be bringing her on just shortly, so stay tuned with us. But right now I'd like to feature the latest message by Archangel Michael as channeled through myself December the 13th, and it is titled, Archangel Michael Speaks on the Energies of 2009. And this is the Archangel speaking, and what an honor it is to bring him through for all of you in the listening audience. My child of the light, it is always a pleasure to bring forth news of the coming year with you, as you are aware of much change coming to the planet at this time of light, the time of the birth of the Christ consciousness in humanity's plan. We greet you in the great light of the Creator and the Central Sun as the world turns another year around your sun. This year brings great change upon the face of the planet. Look for the unexpected. There will be more earth changes this year upon the face of Gaia. As well, there will be more change in the people's hearts and minds as new governments take hold of old systems which continue to collapse, as we see on the news each day. This is the releasing of the old paradigm of wealth for the few and slavery of the many to the corrupt and greedy systems of times past. Like the ghosts of Christmas past, the specters of life as we knew it continue to be part of the fabric of the mindset, but must give way to gentler ways of living and doing business, as the rights of the individuals across Mother Earth must be held in accord with the divine aspect and plan. The specter of child labor and the specter of disease and all the ills that are prevalent upon your planet must give way to fairness, equity, and wealth and abundance for all. If there is divine justice, and we do know that to be true, then systems that support justice for all Earth's people must quickly come into the rescue plan instead of more bailouts for the corporate entities who created the slavery system in the first place. So I would like to suggest that those of you of the light who are in the business of doing business on the Internet or in bringing more light to the world through your work, that you take heed and do something for those less fortunate, as well as your continuing service to others. For in doing unto one, you have done it unto me, as the Master Jesus said. So that we envision to get the planet on the right course is to free up funds for those less fortunate who can use them to promote seed projects in countries like Africa and Indonesia, where the likelihood of disease and poverty is greater. This, too, will lessen the impact of terrorism that is threatening the whole world at this time. We will say that although the future of the world looks bleak on the outside, this must give way to the rising of the phoenix for the great Mother Earth herself, as she clears negativity and brings greater awareness of her eminent ascension process to the fullest of potential in the few years that are left between now and her planned ascension. The light has already won. This we remind you, light workers, as things look bleak for some of you or many of you who have lost jobs, homes, or those of you that struggle in your light work to support yourselves in our mutual mission. your truly new Earth awaits, and remind you of the splendor that will be upon that plane. Earth herself will renew her energies and supplies and no longer rely either upon oil or the old fossil fuels. We welcome the inventions of the many who are eager to assist her in her transition to newness, to life, and to systems that protect life upon the planet and the life forms upon the planet. What could be more reasonable, and yet the human race in her era thought has forgotten so much common sense in caring for the Earth. The year of 2009 is sacred in birthing of the divine feminine. If you have hungered and thirsted for something new or to do a different kind of service for pay, heed the call to light work this year and open your mind to new forms of service. Do your part for humanity, the planet, and her littlest and most frail of life forms, the children. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in 2009. And again, that was channeled by Archangel Michael. You can see more of my work at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com, where I have messages from Princess Diana, John Lennon, and many of the other Ascended Masters and Archangels. I also have a special going right now on my Archangel readings. If you are interested, you can click the link that's posted on the Peaceful Planet show page. So I hope you enjoyed the reading, and we are going to get right down to business, as the Archangel suggests, with featuring a very prominent peace worker. Before we bring Samar on air, we're going to have to call her in Israel, and so we're going to listen to some music to put you in the mood for the new year. I'd like to play Abandoned Sax. This is music that is being inspired from The Other Side by Bob Murray, as inspired from Louis Armstrong. So please listen to Abandoned Sax as we reach Samar Sahar, and stay tuned for a wonderful show. were listening to The Peaceful Planet Synthesized from Spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome back. You were listening to Abandoned Sax by Bob Murray, as inspired by the great Louis Armstrong, to put you in the mood for the new year. And I'm so delighted to introduce to our listening audience the fine peace worker, Samar Sahara. Samar, welcome to our Peaceful Planet program. It's always an honor to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Oh, I wish you the same. And you're such a wonderful person to do the work that you do for those children. I wonder if you can tell our listening audience how you began this work and what kinds of children you're caring for there in East Jerusalem.
Yes. Well, I was working with my parents who started an orphanage in Bethany in 1971.
Uh-huh.
And then we were caring only for orphan boys. And it was my idea to have also the sisters of the brothers in the orphanage so that they could all be together as a family. So I started a new project, and I called the new project the Lazarus Home for Girls, because, as you know, we are in Bethany, in the home where Jesus made the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus and the house of Martha and Mary.
And Mary, that is so wonderful.
To help orphan girls and women in difficult situations, in the hope that Jesus will give life to these women and to these girls as he has given to Lazarus in Bethany. I started 11 years ago. I started with one apartment. Now we have three apartments.
Wow.
And we have a new building that's being built. And we
have a new beautiful
project for these girls.
Wonderful.
So we have lots of friends, praise the Lord, from all over the world.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And I have the pictures of Samar posted online right now for our listening audience. If you're tuning into Station 1, press more information about this program, and it'll bring up the beautiful pictures of her and the beautiful home that the children have. It looks like you're having a great holiday there.
Yes, they are.
I wonder how you afford to pay for all these things. You have so many children.
Well,
Do you ever worry at night about all of them?
God is providing.
That's amazing. I mean, I just think it's wonderful that you're able to also do this out of your own funds, and then gradually you did find donors for your various projects over the years, did you not?
Yes.
Sponsors and everything.
You know, I want to tell you just one example of the different miracles that, so many miracles that are happening here in my house.
Wonderful.
You know, just a few months ago, our accountant lady was coming to me and she was saying, we have nothing. And I never believe in the word nothing,
mm-hmm.
because I know that God will provide. The moment she was saying this, two people came to the door. And they gave money, and they gave lovely, lovely gifts for the girls. Now, I don't believe in the word nothing, because God always provides here for this home and for these girls.
Isn't that beautiful? And I plan to give today. And I would like to encourage our listeners, no matter what your finances are, Samar Sahar is of the highest integrity and ethical. And she would use these funds only for the sake of these orphan children. And what this project does is really it spreads peace among Palestinians and Israelis as well, and we so need that in this part of the world right now. So that is amazing that that happened, and I'm definitely giving today, and I'd like to encourage our listeners to give of whatever they can. And, you know, if you had already spent money on Christmas, but you're still in need of a charitable donation before the end of the year for tax purposes, this is a wonderful thing. Now, you can reach the Friends of the Lazarus Home for Girls online at friendsoflazarushomeforgirls.org.uk, where it is a registered charity with the United Kingdom. But I just think the children are so delightful. And don't you also send these children to school, Samar? And you pay for them to have an education.
My girls go to the best school in Bethany.
Wow.
Because now World Vision are paying for their schooling and for all things connected to the school section. They go to the Russian school, which is the best school in Bethany here, because I believe that education is the key for the future. Without education, we can't do anything.
I totally agree.
An Arabic saying that says, he who develops a mother develops a nation. And each one of these girls is going to be a mother and a future leader, and education is the key to everything.
I think that's so true. And, of course, I'm a teacher, so I couldn't agree more that their education is extremely important to them. And when you consider that so many of these children that you find are just left on the streets and the conditions are just getting so bad and so desperate in so many areas of the world, such as, you know, where you are and, of course, in Gaza. And things have just deteriorated so much that the children of the world have so little in these areas. So it's really important, the work that you are doing, and you are so blessed to do this for others. And I want to ask you, with that many children to worry about, how many children do you have in your care, Samar?
We have 33 girls in the girls section, and we have about 95 boys in the boys section.
And you are doing this single-handedly.
Yes.
You are doing this all on your own.
Girls we have.
See, I don't even have kids, and it would drive me crazy to have a couple of them around, but to have a well over 150 kids, I mean, that is amazing. Don't you ever worry at night?
We have the most beautiful children in Palestine, I tell you this.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures of them, and they look delightful. Now, my brother was over, and he was recently visiting you on a pilgrimage trying to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, and he visited many of the ancient and holy shrines, which was wonderful. And there, these pictures are just delightful of you and the children. And it looks like you have sort of an open-air courtyard or something that you're in there with the Roman arches and the stucco. It looks like a beautiful building that you have. And so
we have a beautiful house. Now, it's not an orphanage. I called it home, Lazarus Home for Girls, because I don't want to create another orphanage or another prison cell.
It's a beautiful
home for these children.
So you are the mother, basically, of all of these children. It's just so amazing. When I think of it, I think of old Mother Hubbard, you know, who had too many kids and she didn't know what to do.
It's the hundredfold. It's the hundredfold. Just like Jesus said, he has given me the hundredfold. Instead of one child, I have so many children.
You do. And, you know, it's amazing that you are able to keep going the way you do with all the political tensions going on as well. I know that you don't get into politics, and neither are we going to, but the only thing I want to emphasize is the peace that you are trying to create. And I know you've worked with an Israeli woman in the past, and I want to inquire how she is doing with her theater group lately, and if you could tell us a little bit about the Peace Bakery.
Yes. Now, it's not just one friend, but I have good friends in Israel who are coming to visit me almost all the time, and I cherish that friendship with them, and I love them from all my heart. Now, I read a sentence in a book And the sentence says, my heart is your heart, and it is the same heart that beats in many men and many women all over the world. And I believe that we all have the same heart, whether it's Christians, Muslims, or Jews. We do have the same heart that God has given to us.
And we have the same God.
My Israeli friend, now the 27th of May last, we had another international award in Italy.
Oh, how wonderful. What was the award that was given to you, Samar?
Now, it was an organization in Italy that gave this international award, and they chose a woman from Palestine, from the Lazarus home, and my Israeli friend from the other side. And the award was called Beyond the Wall.
Beyond the wall.
You know that we have a wall of separation between Israelis and Palestinians.
Yes, I'm aware of the wall, and there's been a lot of controversy because I know it's causing a great deal of suffering, and it's sectioning off areas of Palestine that are later going to be incorporated into the state of Palestine, and it's creating a lot of difficulty for the Tourism Bureau and for the normal people that want to move freely from place to place, and it's quite an oppressive thing, isn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry to hear about the wall. The walls in our own hearts. And really put hands together towards peace. Because that's a wonderful goal.
And, you know, I do put faith in God that this is possible. And it's possible because of people like you that are doing the work that you're doing and staying strong in your faith in God while encompassing all the faiths of that region. That's what's beautiful about your work, because I know that even if you bring in Muslim children or children of any other faith, you do not enforce your faith on them. They may practice their faith as they wish. Am I not mistaken about that?
Yes. Now, we have published a book in England, and the book is called In Which Language Does a Baby Cry?
Oh.
Now, it's based on the idea when my parents started the home, and there were lots of people who were coming into the home and saying, but you are Christians and you're caring for Muslim children. And my parents used to say, in which language does the baby cry?
That's so amazing. That is just so true, isn't it? Your parents must have been amazing people.
Well, they liked the work that they were doing, and I also love this work. I'm not doing a job. For me, it's love.
It is all about love, and, you know, you are all about love, and you're such a good example to the children. Now, when the children get to a certain age, are they able to move on, and do they receive, they do receive the education and training, so they must be better prepared than, say, some of the average children just like them.
Yes, yes. Now, I always say, it's not because these children are orphans they should be minimized. They should be given more. And I'm trying my best for these children. And I want them to remember me with good thoughts and good memories once they grow up. Now, in the girls section, now, we don't really have much to say because it has been only 11 years for this home. But I can see already, you know, what I'm going to have for the future. We have the most wonderful girls, the most wonderful leaders for Palestine from these girls and from these women.
Oh, how nice. That is wonderful to know that you're raising them with concepts of peace and concepts of inclusion of others, tolerance for others, and love for others not like them. I mean, what could be more important in that part of the world? And there's so few people that I have heard of, Samara, that are doing your kind of work. And I know that it's very difficult even if you would want to travel outside of East Jerusalem. For instance, you were working with Angelica a few years back with the Peace Bakery, and I know you were doing that at the time. I was wondering how the bakery was coming along or if you've had any success with getting funds for it.
Yes. Now, we have the project of the bakery, and from the bakery also the idea came of creating a bread day for Israeli and Palestinian women to bake bread together and divide bread together. And it was a wonderful day some years ago. We had 17 television crews in front of our bakery and so many women baking bread together in solidarity with peace in the Holy Land as we did in Baton here. And now I have some more friends doing fundraising for a future bread day again, you know, for Palestinian and Israeli women together. You know, it's very symbolic.
I saw it.
And now
we
also have a pizza shop that was donated by many people in Italy, and it is also, you know, to do fundraising and to generate income for this home.
Oh, wonderful. So do some of the students that, or some of the orphans that you're caring for, the children, do they also work in the pizza shop as they get older?
Yes.
That's good training.
Now, that was the main initiative of the project. Now, these two projects and another solid project for the women was created to give jobs for the people of Palestine who are not working, and then also to generate income for this home. And, you know, we have the pizza shop, we have the bakery, we have also the sewing project, and they are all very good projects trying to give also initiatives for the orphan children in the home. Now, three of the young men from the boys' home went to Italy and joined the pizza project for 2 months. They learned how to make pizza through one of the municipalities there.
Well, how nice that they got to go
and
to Italy,
now, there
too.
Is a saying in Arabic that says, it's better to give fish rather than to let the people eat fish or something like this. It means to give these initiatives to people so that they can learn how to function for themselves.
I think the saying in English goes, it's better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish.
That's the saying I remember. Exactly.
And that's exactly right, because they get a little vocational training, and that's very good. And I love the idea of the simpleness.
And this is what
bread.
We are trying to do with these children. Now, there is also another saying that I read in a book that says, if you love your children, you teach them how to live. And this is what I want for my children, to learn how to live.
I think it must be amazing when some of these children return to you to see how they've grown up. Do you have any stories about any of them that have grown up and come back and, you know, done anything?
Yes, we've had one girl who came back just a few days ago, you know, who left our orphanage, and she's on her way, you know, in life.
Uh-huh.
And the way how she expressed how she was receiving love from this home and how this home has given her the first start in life. It's amazing to hear these stories. Amazing. Praise the Lord for what I'm hearing.
And you know, that is the most important thing going forward. Looking at 2009, love is the most important thing. And before we brought you on air, I was reading a message from Archangel Michael, who said that if you're in the business of doing business on the Internet, then take heed and do something for those less fortunate, and continue your service to others, for in doing unto one, you have done it unto me, as the Master Jesus said. So he said to get the planet on the right course is to free up the funds for those less fortunate who can use them to promote seed projects as yours in countries like yours. So I think we're really supporting you 100%, Samar, in what you're doing. And we want the listening audience to tune in and visit your website and make a donation. Now, I would like to make a donation, too, and I'm wondering, is it possible for you to let us know the mailing address on air, or would be that better sent in the email? Which would you prefer?
I will send it through email.
Okay.
I will send it through email as soon as possible.
Okay. Do you mind if my girls
can sing a song?
Oh, we're not going yet. We're still on air for, let me check our time here. We still have about 20 minutes, and we'd be delighted if they'd like to sing right now, and then we'll come back on air because we're not through. So, yes, they can sing. That'd be perfectly delightful.
I will let them sing.
Turn your volume up, Samar. Turn your volume up on your phone. So we're going to listen to the girls' choir at the Lazarus Home for Girls.
Them are my guests.
And let us know if you can hear it, and our producer should let us know too.
في واحد يضحك والثاني حزين والحب طالع من جوا موجود يا اللي بيطرد كل الناس بكرة سوا نجنب للطريق لكل الناس.
Now, it's a song for children.
Sounds
Hello?
Lovely. Yes, we heard it. It sounded lovely. I hope the audience could hear
song,
it.
It's a song for children, asking the world to be concerned about children, because children are the future of the world.
Exactly. I concur with that 100%. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I noticed they were singing. Were they singing in Arabic? Is that the language they were singing in, Tamar?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. in Arabic,
and
yes.
Have you thought about making any recordings of the children?
Yes. We have very, very talented children. Some of them are really, really talented for music even, and they have beautiful singing voices.
They do. That was very special. I really appreciate that. And we're not ready to go yet, so that's fine, but I really appreciate that you did that. Now, I noticed in the pictures there was something there. My brother gave the presentation over Thanksgiving. My brother is posted on the website, Jim McMahon, and he had been over to visit you, and he brought the children a special gift of a bicycle. I was wondering if you could tell us the story of the bicycle.
Yes.
I don't remember.
It was an amazing gift, a very big surprise for us, because really we didn't have a bicycle at home here for the children. So it was amazing. Now, I was told that they had it in pieces. They had it in a bag, and once they came to Jerusalem, they put it all together.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that gorgeous? It was really a good surprise for the children.
That is marvelous.
I need to thank you, and to thank you, brother, and all the friends that came from all our hearts for all the gifts that they had brought for the children.
Well, I'm sure he is more than happy to help you, and it must have been his old bike. That's great. It sounds just like my brother, because he's very mechanical, and he can take anything apart and put it back together, and he's the only one in the family that can do that. That is so cute, and I saw the pictures of the bike. We'll have to get that posted online, too. So that's a delightful thing.
Yes.
And then your home, I noticed online that you are building a new 5-story building for the girls. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Right.
Tell us about that project.
Now, it started, you know, with just an idea of buying a piece of land in Bethany to start a bigger project for the girls, because actually we don't have many orphanages for girls in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the orphanages are for boys, but nothing for girls. Now, the Lazarus home must have been the first orphanage of its sort for girls and for women.
Mm-hmm.
So our English friends bought a piece of land, and they fundraised for 5 years to buy the land, and it was done. It was bought.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are fundraising for a new building. Now, the building is already finished from the outside, but we need to finish only the inside now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have one important project that came out just a few months ago. Now, we are 50,000 people in Bethany here, and there are no health services.
Oh, my goodness.
So there was an idea from
town?
An Italian municipality to start a clinic, and we are giving the first floor of the new building for a clinic project for the whole
That's wonderful. So you're going to have a clinic, and it's going to be right in the Lazarus home. That's super great.
Yes, in the Lazarus home. For
all of Bethany, which is 50,000 people. And Bethany, of course, is the ancient biblical town, the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Very famous in the Bible.
Lazarus, yes.
And Jesus used to go to that home all the time. So it was like his home away from home, when you think about it. And they all cared for him, and he was part of that family. So that's an amazing connection. I think that's just so amazing.
Yes.
And I must come to Bethany
sometime and see
this.
Yeah, I would like also to confirm that Bethany is the house of the friendship of the Lord, where he had his disciples and friends all the time. It's the house of friendship.
It was where he had his friendship with Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and that whole family apparently was very close with him. So that was a very special special place for him to rest on his way, on his many journeys that he made in his teaching around the Galilee. Now, aren't you fairly close to the... No, you're not close to the Galilee. The Galilee is north, isn't it?
No, no.
We are close to Jericho. But do you get to go to the Galilee some of the time?
Yes, but we are close to Jericho and to the Dead Sea.
Oh, in the Dead Sea. Okay. Have you ever been up to the... where they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, up to Qumran.
Yes, Qumran, that's it. We are very close to that.
And have you been swimming in the Dead Sea? I understand it's quite an experience.
Quite an experience, yes. It's a beautiful area of the world.
Uh-huh. Well, some people say that you just float on the water.
Very biblical, very biblical.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd love to see all of that, and I wanted to come on the trip this year, but I, as you know, I'm a teacher, and at that time I was teaching, of course, so it isn't possible, but I am going to have some time off finally this summer. See, the last 2 years I've been teaching for a university online, and they only get a few days off before all the quarters, and usually it ends up being a week off every 5.5 weeks, which really isn't bad, but it's not enough time to come and actually see and visit, so... One of my goals would be someday to come over and visit you, either with my brother or by myself or with other people. And, you know, I really, of course, feel so strongly about peace between Israel and Palestine. And it's been disappointing in the last few months to see things deteriorate with that peace process, because I really had high hopes that maybe this would be the year where they would finally settle the differences and allow the two-state solution to emerge. But I know it is on the books.
Amen.
And I know that we have a new leader here in America, Barack Obama, who is open to this. And I have personally met one of his associates and given my book to them. And I'm hoping that that will have some impact, as it did in the past with some of the other diplomats I reached, so that the ideal of the two-state solution, which is the only real long and lasting solution for this, to end the conflict and to allow, you know, the natural love of one another instead of all this, you know, hatred based on religion and territory, which is, I know it's very, very much more pronounced in the Middle East when you're there. People tell me that when they visited there, it's all very segregated and people are, you know, lopped off into sectional areas and everything else, and it's got to be hard on a daily basis to live like that, you know, instead of living in a more free and open society as we do here in the United States. So what you're doing is very commendable, and of course, I know you take children of all faiths too, so it's wonderful that they're being raised with a good and kind person like you, Samar. You're doing such wonderful work, and I don't know personally how you do it, thinking about that. Let me ask you one other question, too, if I may. And I wondered if any of these children are ever eligible for adoption, or do they not become adopted? Because once they're part of your family, then they're part of your family, and that's that. I just wondered how that may work.
Now, I mean, with adoption, we haven't succeeded up till now. It was not possible because of our cultural area here. But they are being adopted by many families around the world, in England and in Italy.
Oh,
we have, you know, very good connections with families who are taking these children out for holidays, and they have very, very close connections with them. But it's not adoption in the sense of adoption. It would be called fostering more than adoption.
I see. It's more of a fostering. So maybe they will help pay for the child's education or something to that effect, but they don't actually leave your home. Yeah. Well, I think, you know...
Yes, but also they invite these children to their homes also, abroad.
Mm-hmm.
We have been able to take these children abroad, and they have been with their own families, in sense of foster families.
So the children get to stay for a while and experience the family life, but they're not permanent members of the family. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Well, that's nice, too. I might be interested in helping in that way, too, in the future with one of your girls, if there's one that might want to come to the United States and experience, you know, art and that kind of thing, or attend a school. where I'm teaching, because I am teaching at a school this year, so that would be nice, too. We'll have to talk about that some more privately. Well, you know,
yes,
I just
yes.
wonder how your holidays went, and if all of you, if you were able to afford Christmas, considering the enormous expense you're already going to paying for everything for these children, and if there's anything that we could particularly do for you. Are there things that you need at this time?
Yes.
Were the children able to have a Christmas?
Yes. Now, praise the Lord. God has been providing for these children. You must be sure that Jesus loves these children. And I can see that very clearly in front of my eyes as he's providing for them, you know, for each one of them. Now, what
mm-hmm.
we need for this home is prayers. We are asking all the friends to pray for us and to pray for all the children all over the world and also for the children here in Bethany, for the orphan children. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have a list of prayers, you know, for the future projects, for the new building, and hopefully to see the fruits in these children, the future, a good future for these children.
I hope so, because they certainly deserve it. And no child deserves to be an orphan, much less being orphaned in that area of the world, which is
yes.
so dangerous for children. I don't think a lot of the listeners have any concept sometimes, unless they've traveled the world, to understand how treacherous it is out there for
yes.
for these children in this particular kind of an area or
mm-hmm.
anywhere in the Middle East where so many of them are still hungry and cold on Christmas. And it's wonderful that you are doing this great work that you are doing. And we're so honored to have you on the show. And we want to encourage our listeners to feel the warmth in your heart and the sincerity of your voice and know that their donation would go for something truly grand and wonderful that would enable peace to exist. And again, Samar's website is www.friendsoflazarushomeforgirls.org.uk, and you can also visit
yes.
my show link and see the beautiful pictures and visit the link if you wish to make a donation. And if you would kindly send me the address, Samar, and I will be glad to write a check
yes.
right
mm-hmm.
after our program today. And I wonder if there is anyone that would like to call in with any questions. I apologize I didn't put the number out any sooner because we've been busy with the interview, but we have a few minutes if you'd like to call in with a question or comment for myself or Samar. You can call in toll-free at 877-876-5227, and we await your call, any questions you may have. I am not really doing readings today because we are at the end of show, and we have a special guest with us today. But we will be back on air in 2 weeks where I will be live, and I'll be doing a New Year's show with my regular featured activities, so you're welcome to call in for a reading then. But we'll be happy to take your questions if you would like to call in and speak with myself or Samar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. And I just loved hearing the children sing. Please thank them for coming on the show like that. And if we get a file, we'll send you a file of the MP3 in the email, and you can hear the show played back for them. Okay? Samar? Yeah, we'll send you
yes,
a file of the show. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to mention
yes.
in terms of your new projects coming up for 209 or anything else that seems like a significant story perhaps about the children at this time before we close out?
Yes. Yes, I can send you also a small story of the children, you know, through
mm-hmm.
email
mm-hmm.
and, you know, of our littlest child who was found just last month.
Oh, tell
and,
us about that
totally
before we go.
Child, and I would write you the story of how God saved this little child.
Oh, well, we'd like to hear that now if you have the time to explain it. I have a minute or so
yes,
more, about
yes.
5 minutes. So go ahead and tell us what
yes,
happened to
you. I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was the 9th of November last.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised by a phone call from social services and the Palestinian police that they had found a 3.5-year-old on the road in Bethany.
Mm.
And this girl was brought to our home with physical abuse, and nobody
oh,
knew anything about her. Now, when police and social services asked about her name, she gave them a name and an address, which was untrue. But you can't believe how God gave energy to this little soul to walk and to be found and to be saved. You know,
wow.
She was totally breathless with all her physical abuse, and yet
God
guided her small feet and her small body to safety. And I wonder, you know,
that's
how, you know, in very sad moments like these, and in our all our weaknesses, there is a strong power, I think, that really saves our lives ever.
Oh, definitely. Definitely God was with her. Oh, well, bless her little soul. Isn't that wonderful that she ended up in your care? What is this child's name?
Yes.
Well,
now, her name is Dalal.
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 Oh, that's amazing.
D-A-L-A-L.
Bellel.
And I will send you the written story.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I look forward to that in the email. Well, listen, Samar, you have a very blessed new year, and thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your stories of love, and thank you for the love and devotion that you have to these children. I hope one day, even if not
thank
in
you.
The year 2009, that we do finally get to meet and I get to see your place over there. And I want to
yes.
thank you again
amen,
for
amen.
Coming on.
We will pray about that.
We will pray about
that
for
about
sure.
That.
Meanwhile,
yes.
we'll stay in touch through email.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the Peaceful Planet. We are going to close
thank
out.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We're going
thank
to close
you so much.
Out.
Now, just a minute. Hold on. Now, my girls would like to give a very, very big clap to all of you for this beautiful show. And may you have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
The same to you. Oh, and they're clapping. They're cute.
That's from all
great.
Our hearts.
Thank
you
so much. And we're going to close out.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Ode to the Holidays by Bob Murray.
Thank you so much.
And many
thank
blessings.
You.
God bless
you. Thank you for your
tomorrow.
Encouragement. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're closing out now. You can hang up. Bye-bye.